From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has easily won his party's nomination in the Kentucky primary. As Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports, that sets up a highly anticipated general election showdown with Democratic Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes.
McConnell defeated businessman Matt Bevin in an expensive and bruising primary in which Bevin, backed by the Tea Party, spent more than $3 million on his campaign. But McConnell countered with more than $9 million in spending, with outside groups spending millions more defending his conservative credentials. Grimes faced no major opposition in the Democratic primary and looks to be McConnell's toughest opponent since his first election in 1984. Recent polls show the two locked in a virtual tie. Grimes has strong family ties to the National Democratic Party, but will have to separate herself from President Obama, who is unpopular with a majority of Kentucky voters. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.
Pennsylvania's ban on same-sex marriage is the latest to be struck down by a federal judge. County offices in Philadelphia stayed open late today to give out applications, and the Pittsburgh office took applications online, although couples still have to wait 3 days to get married. Joe Parisi says he texted his boyfriend as soon as he heard the news and told him to get to City Hall right away.
We didn't want to, you know, take the chance of, having this be challenged and missing out on our opportunity.
The ruling makes the state the 19th in the country to allow gay marriage. That after the Supreme Court ruled last June that legally married same-sex couples are eligible for federal benefits. In the Nigerian city of Jos, two bombs went off, killing more than 118 people in what could be the deadliest attack since the beginning of the Islamist insurgency by Boko Haram. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the upsurge in violence comes as Nigeria's military belatedly moves to rescue more than 250 abducted schoolgirls.
The two bomb blasts came 30 minutes apart outside a teaching hospital in downtown Jos. The attack against civilians bore the hallmarks of Islamist insurgents Boko Haram, though no group claimed responsibility. It's the deadliest attack since Boko Haram began its campaign of violence in Nigeria in 2009. Jos is on the border between Nigeria's mostly Christian south and Muslim north. The explosion has already sparked sectarian tensions. The Nigerian military stepped up its hunt for hundreds of schoolgirls abducted last month. They're assisted by spy planes from Britain and the U.S. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Abuja.
Lower territory on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow down 137 points to end the day at 16,374. The Nasdaq down 28 points to close at 4,096. The S&P 500 also lower, down 12 points to end the day at 1872. Asian markets are open and trading. The Nikkei in Japan down nearly 0.4%. This is NPR. Hundreds of NFL players say their teams supplied them with illegal and risky narcotics and other painkillers to mask injuries. More than 500 retired players signed on to a lawsuit saying the drugs numbed their injuries, allowing them to get back on the field quickly, but also leading to medical complications down the road. NPR has announced it is shutting down the production of the weekday program Tell Me More on August 1st. It's part of an effort to eliminate the network's ongoing deficits. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the announcement comes amid a larger move, eliminating 28 positions in news-gathering operations.
More than 1 million people tune in to Tell Me More each week on 136 stations. The show focuses on questions involving race, identity, faith, and family, and it is also running in the red. Kinsey Wilson is NPR's Executive Vice President and Chief Content Officer.
These times require that we organize ourselves in different ways and that we're smarter about how we address the variety of platforms that we need to find audience on. Whether that's our broadcast air or our digital platforms.
Wilson said the show's host, Michelle Martin, will stay at the network with a small team. She will appear on the network's primary news magazines, online, and in public events. The moves are expected to complete the elimination of an annual budget deficit of more than $7 million. The network had previously ended Talk of the Nation amid earlier cuts. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Minneapolis has been chosen to host the 2018 Super Bowl, beating out Indianapolis and New Orleans for the honor. A new stadium is being built for the games. It will cost around $1 billion, but it will have a retractable roof that will be closed for the games because they're held during the dead of winter. That stadium, though, will be able to hold about 72,000 fans. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.